So, questions? You? Okay. You?
When I meditate and feeling or emotion, I accept I have emotion, or there is emotion, there is a feeling.
Yeah.
But then all the area from the emotion and the feeling is on here, and you said not to go there.
No.
So my question is, just say feeling.
I mean, you can go there, but you know, your mind should be on Buddha. Just feel it, yeah? I mean, accepting a feeling means, you know, that we actually feel it, yeah? I mean, wherever it is in the body, we feel it, yeah? And then we accept it, you know, so that it, you know, that takes hold of the whole body, yeah? And then we see, you know, our heart will see if it is a good feeling or a bad feeling or a neutral feeling, yeah?
It is like a...
Yeah, but you have to be, you know, when you accept that feeling, you have to be with the Buddha or with your breath, yeah? You cannot allow any thoughts, you know, that just, you know, push that feeling up, yeah? You cannot allow any thoughts coming. Yeah? And don't try to find answers.
So what should I try to do? Just observe?
Just observe.
The sensation of the feeling in the body? Or
yeah, just how does it feel? I mean, how can you not know that it, how does it feel?
I feel like I want to go there, but then I remember not to go there, it's dangerous and then I come back, like I suppress it,
You misunderstand something, yeah? I mean, when we have these feelings and we want to investigate it, then of course we go there. But when we do samadhi, yeah, when we want to get calm, then we don't go to any feelings, we stay with the Buddha. You understand that? Difference, yeah? When we want to investigate a feeling, just like when we want to investigate pain, we have to go where the pain is, yeah? With our attention there, yeah? So you can go down. But don't do it while you do bhavana, while you do samadhi, yeah? Do it afterwards.
Like meditation only for observing the...
Yeah, after you've done your samadhi, then you can go, yeah, and look at the feeling. Otherwise, you know, the kilesas constantly bring up feelings and you will never get calm. Yeah. And the danger is, what I said before is that once the mind gets calm, you know, there will be pleasant feeling arising, and instead of staying with our object, you know, we go to these feelings and that will destroy the calm. Yeah. Because of our meditation, these feelings arise, you know, and we know them. How can we not know them? Yeah. But doing samadhi, stay with the Buddha or stay with the breath. Yeah. And when you investigate the feeling, I mean, you have to accept the feeling. Yeah. I mean, if it is pain, and that's where you train, you know, how to investigate feelings. Yeah. Unpleasant feelings, because it's easier to stay with them. And they stay normally longer. Yeah. And then you see that you don't want them, you know, and this not wanting them, you know, makes them actually stronger.
So it's okay to go there after I do samadhi?
Yes.
It's good.
I mean, but not switching, you know, samadhi is samadhi, investigation is investigation, and we don't mix it up. Otherwise we don't get anywhere. Yeah.
When I investigate it again, it's just... what to look for. Just look how it feels in the body.
Yeah.
What the sensation from this feeling.
Yeah.
Where is it?
Yeah. Where is it? How does it feel? You know, and then look, you know, and ask, then ask, you know, once you accept the feeling, ask what came before. Yeah. What triggered this feeling? Yeah. Because something triggers this feeling. Of course, sometimes, you know, I mean, feelings just come by themselves, yeah? And then you will don't know. But don't look for an answer, yeah?
It's a mental feeling that I feel in the body.
If it is a mental feeling or if it's a bodily feeling, yeah? So, Christian.
When we sit outside on the window of the eyes, can we and how investigate something outside and sing to the nature?
Why do you want to investigate something outside?
The nature, especially.
Yes. But where does the nature arise?
On Earth.
No, inside. I mean, it comes through our seeing, or it comes through our memories, or it comes through our feelings, yeah? I mean, how do we know that there is nature, yeah? Only through our seeing, hearing, yeah, smelling, you know, touching, yeah? So, and these things all take place in the body. So in meditation, we always keep within the realm of the body, yeah? Otherwise, we just, you know, we just think about nature, yeah? Lots of people thought about nature, but think about, you know, think about the scientists, yeah? I mean, no matter who they were, biologists or things like that, they observed, yeah? They observed the nature, yeah? And without any concepts, yeah? And then they got to understand how it works, yeah? And that's the same principle we do with our citta, yeah? We observe our citta, you know, how it, you know, how these things evolve, yeah? And then we understand. Yeah? But if you go outside, we will not understand. Yeah? Just keep inside. Yeah?
Mm. Could you go over again when investigation of the body brings up anger?
Yeah.
Lots of anger. What's the best thing to do for that?
How to deal with anger?
With body investigation, yes.
What with?
With body investigation.
Yeah, I mean, when you do body investigation, normally if you're interested, the anger and irritation does not come up while you do the investigation. It comes up after the investigation, so you have to be extremely careful. And then you just, like I told Shaka, yeah, you just observe that feeling of anger. Yeah? You don't bring up any images, and you will see that feeling of anger in pretty much disappears instantly. But your thoughts and your memories bring it up again. Yeah? And that's what you're going to use later on, yeah? To bring up the thoughts or to bring up the memories, yeah? And then see how the anger comes up. And then you just look at the anger until it dies down, and then you bring up the thoughts and the images again. And then you watch, you know, how it subsides. And then you bring it up, yeah? To understand what is the cause of our anger. There's something behind this anger. There's something behind this irritation. Yeah? And that's what we want to see. That's why we use these images or use the the thought, yeah, to bring up this anger, then stay with the anger until it subsides. Yeah? And we do that as often as it is necessary to understand what is actually behind it. Yeah? And you will see. Yeah? But it will take time.
Well, after 2 or 3 hours,
yeah,
this sitting the anger and being angry at everything.
Yes, yes, that is correct.
Everything.
Yes, and then, everything irritates you.
But after the 3 hours, it was the kilesas that made me angry.
Yeah.
Or were the source of that.
What?
Were the source of that.
Yeah, okay.
And then it went when the tears came.
Yeah. What you can do, if the anger is very strong, yeah, you can direct the anger towards the kilesas that produce the anger.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a trick, you know. I mean, you have to find out how to correctly do it, yeah. But this is one thing one can do, yeah. I mean, if the anger gets too strong, yeah, you just direct it towards, you know, get angry at the kilesas, because they are the ones who are producing it.
Well, being angry at them, it just came naturally to be angry at them.
Sometimes, yes, Yeah, for some people who are a little bit more experienced, you know, it comes naturally. For others, it doesn't come naturally. But understand, you know, I mean, that's why it's also with feelings, you know, that are very deep down, emotions, you know, that come up, you know, sometimes, often, yeah, and it's the same kind of emotion. I mean, we just look at the same thing, you know, there's always a memory and a thought behind it that brings it up, yeah. So, I mean, we let it bring it up and then stay and just observe it with a blank mind, yeah, a blank mind, yeah, until it subsides, and then we bring it up again, yeah, and observe it, you know, and then let it subside, and then bring it up again until we understand what is actually behind it, yeah? Until we see the thoughts, yeah? And not only then we see the thoughts, in the beginning we see the thoughts and the memories that behind, but we have not seen the intention that is behind it, yeah? And that's what we actually want to see, yeah? The intention, you know, what is behind it that brings up these thoughts and that brings up these memories, yeah? To understand, you know, what causes, yeah? And yeah, with this intention, we see our views and opinions that are wrong, yeah? And the more often we see that these views and opinions are completely wrong, the more the heart lets go, yeah? But we can't say these opinions are wrong. That doesn't help. These things don't help, you know? I mean, mental, you know? Mental correction does not help, yeah? I mean, we have to, what I normally say, I mean, rip open the heart, you know, and tell it, look at it, you know, until you understand it, yeah? And have you understood it? And the heart instantly says, no. Okay, look at it again, yeah? You understand it now? No. Okay, look at it again, yeah?
Have to rip it open.
Yeah. Wow. It is a figure of speech, yeah?
Yeah,
I mean, rip it open, you know, and yeah? Heart, you see it, yeah?
Maybe go to the hospital.
We don't have to pull it. We pulled it out the day before, yeah? We had it in our hands, yeah? Yeah?
What are intentions he was talking about? Intentions before thoughts.
Yeah. There's an intention. For instance, yeah, but we need sati. Yeah, we need sati to see what is going on. Yeah, with sati we can see. Yeah, I mean, a very simple example. For instance, when we train samadhi. Yeah, I mean, there's a train of thoughts. There's maybe 5 thoughts, 10 thoughts, or 20 thoughts. Yeah. In the beginning, you know, I mean, we catch, you know, sati comes up after 20 thoughts and say, oh, I'm thinking, yeah? And then we increase our sati and then we catch it, you know, after 15 thoughts. Then we catch it after 5 thoughts. Then we catch it after 3 thoughts. Then we catch it after 2 thoughts. Then we catch it after 1 thought. Then we catch it after 1/2 thought. The thought has not been thought out. But 1/2 thought already started, yeah? And then the beginning of the thought, and then we see the intention. And the intention of thinking is not the thought. The intention of thinking says, you know, I mean, says something like, I want to think about this, yeah? And then the thought is created, yeah? But we need sati, you know? Without sati, we don't see these things, you know? I mean, we are run over by these thoughts, yeah?
The intention for thinking comes from the kilesas?
Yeah. It's mostly coming up by the kilesas, but it can also come up by Dhamma, yeah? The intention to sit, you know, to sit down and meditate now, I mean, it's coming from the Dhamma. I mean, it needs to use, yeah? Dhamma, the Dhamma and the kilesas are using the same tools. I mean, we have a toolbox, yeah? And the toolbox consists of five primary, you know, tools. It's a body, it's feeling, it's memory association, it's thought and consciousness, yeah? So whoever is in charge, whoever sits on the throne, like Lungta Mahabur said, whoever sits on the throne, yeah, is in charge of these tools, yeah? So he can use it for the Dhamma, and when the Kilesas are on the throne, they use it for entertainment.
Anger, it's also entertainment.
What?
Anger.
Yeah, I mean, the kilesas bring it up, you know, to deter. I mean, you will have to see, yeah? Most of the time, you know, they bring up anger to deter, you know, I mean to let go of meditation. Yeah. And whenever it becomes difficult, you know, I mean, actually, you know, alarm lamp should, you know, shine up in your head and say, oh, now it must be interesting. You know, I'm just at a very interesting point in my meditation. Otherwise, they wouldn't be disturbing me. If they don't disturb me, I know, you know, my meditation is worthless. Yeah. If they're going to start to disturb me, then my meditation gets interesting. Yeah. So, getting interesting means to undermine the power of the kilesa. Yeah. That's when they normally start to attack us. Yeah. And it can be in lots of ways. You know, it can be anger is one thing, pain is another thing, fear is another thing. Yeah. Worries is another thing. We're constantly worrying, you know. I mean, it's a work of the kilesa. Yeah. They have several, you know, they have lots of things. And tiredness is what normally comes in first, yeah? Oh, I'm so tired. Oh, you know, they tell us, you know, I can't concentrate. Today I can't concentrate, yeah? Let's go sleep, yeah? And then we say, yes, my Lord, yeah? you have been always my Lord, my overlord, you know, and I always followed, you know, whatever you told me, yeah? And then we can say, go to hell, you know, I'm going and sit. Okay. So? Yeah?
When we're teaching Buddha, does it mean that every time we need some intention to say negative Buddha?
Yes, of course there is an intention to say the Buddha, yeah? Until the Buddha runs by itself, and then we can observe the Buddha, yeah? I mean, it's just like installing a program, yeah? The moment the program runs, you know, you don't think, you know, you don't think about, you know, every step that you make, you just, you know, your intention is to walk over there, yeah? And then you start walking, yeah?
But what I mean is it still there, some intention?
Of course it is there, yeah?
And the same way, intention to think about something.
Yeah, else. It's there, yeah? And we catch that, yeah? And this is important. If you catch the intention to think, you know, I mean, then you're not bothered, yeah? I mean, when you go down, when the citta really gets quiet, yeah? I mean, when you're already in samadhi and the citta gets really quiet, then you see, you know, how the citta wants to go out all the time. You know, it's wiggling like a, you know, like a needle on our, what is it, you know, the meter in the car, you know, how fast we go, yeah? Speedometer, yeah? I mean, it just, yeah? And that can last for hours, yeah? So we just stay there. But we are already inside, you know, we are not interested about anything outside anymore. We're just interested, you know, in what's the citta, you know? It doesn't want to quieten down, yeah? And if you're not careful, boops, it goes out. Yeah? Boops, it goes out. Yeah?
Would it be a good idea to observe intention to say negative?
No. No. The best idea is just to stay with the Buddha and to know if the Buddha is fast, is it slow, is it deep, or is it shallow? Yeah? Or is it at the beginning, or is it at the end? That is what leads you there. Yeah? If you have any idea about what you want to, yeah? What you want to achieve, you know, I mean, you're all only looking for something, yeah? And that is not what we're doing. We're observing, yeah? So we're observing the Buddha, yeah? We don't look for the intention of the Buddha, but we will, you know, the moment the mind gets quieter and quieter, we see the intention coming up, yeah? That's the whole purpose of meditation, yeah? Okay? I think you don't have any questions, huh? You're worried. Okay. Okay, huh?